Tana Rabbanan and Omdin Lispal, Lomitoch Atzlas, Lomitoch Atzlas, Lomitoch Schok, Velomitoch Sicha, Velomitoch Kalas Rosh, Velomitoch Dvarim Betelem, Lomitoch Simcha Shal Mitzvah. Vechain, striking, even if it's not in the Rambam, Lo Yipater Adam Mechaver, Lomitoch Sicha, Velomitoch Schok, Velomitoch Kalas Rosh, Velomitoch Dvarim Betelem, Elomitoch Dvar Halacha. Kol Bar Bei Rav knows that when friends haven't seen each other for a long time, a yedid nefesh, as Tosis refers to it, the halacha mandates a certain reaction, confirming the significance of human relations, either shachianu or mechayim esim, in accordance with the particulars. And here we have a Torah prescription, a halachic prescription regarding ptira, not in the ultimate sense of the term, but in the sense of preda, v'chein lo yipater adam mechavero, linking it explicitly to a hashras hashchina of being omei lifnei hamelech atzmo. I'd like to try to both substantively perform this, but also simultaneously try to explain this over the course of the next hour or so. Vayidaber Adonai Moshe Limor Deber El Kol Adas Bnei Yisrael V'Amarta Lehem Kedoshim Tiyu Ki Kadosh Ani Adonai Eloheichem. Rashi, based on the Torah's Kohanim, Melamed Shenemar Parshas O Behakel Rov Gufei Torah Tzluyin Ba. We come from a world of Hevizar b'mitzvah kala k'mitzvah chamura enatan yodea matzen scharin shal mitzvos, of scrupulousness and punctiliousness in performance of all mitzvos. And so, even if that Mishnah itself explicitly recognizes mitzvah kala and mitzvah chamura as distinct categories, our zehirus is never really the question. And so anytime we encounter an expression like this, Rov Gufei Torah, wonder what exactly is meant by that. Moreover, it seems like of the Rov Gufei Torah, right, not all of them are created equal. Lo Sikom Velo Sitor Es Bnei Amecha Ve'ahavta L'Reicha Kamocha Ani Adonai, the Yerushalmi Nedarim Ve'ahavta L'Reicha Kamocha Rabbi Kiva Omer Zehu Klal Gadol B'Torah, B'nazai Omer ze sefer todos Adam ze klal gadol mizeh. Whereas Parshas Kedoshim, even if it has the Rov Gufei Torah, so v'ahavta l'reicha kamocha, which is often affiliated based on the Medrash with lo sachmod, right? We shouldn't be in competition with Achenu B'nei Yisrael, the Rov Gufei Torah tluyin ba. It's a beautiful medrash that aligns some of them obvious, ish imo v'aviv tiro, kabeda savicha v'asimecha, etc., with all of the debros. So v'hafta l'reicha kamocha seems to stand out even in this rarefied section of the Torah, shenemra behakel, because rov gufei Torah tzulian ba, maybe is first amongst equals. Rabbi Kiva said, zehu klal gadol b'Torah. His almost son-in-law, Ben Azai, challenged the doctrine. He said there was a klal gadol mizeh. It's an interesting way of concluding a machlokes. Right, normally we could just have ben Azai omer zeh sefer toldos hadam biyom bero lokim adam b'dmus lokim aso so, which is the full pasuk, but he feels the need to relate back to Rabbi Akiva. The pashtus is, I agree with you, Rabbi Akiva. It's a klal gadol b'Torah, but there's an even bigger klal. The Pnei Moshe, Rav Moshe Margolis, the very important commentaries on the Yerushalmi, explains on the basis of a certain expansion in scope. Shemi go ahead, Zehu klal gadol b'Torah. Mikrasha, In a literal sense of the term, in terms of its capaciousness, its scope is expansive. Gracious Rabbi, Masiso Kain, Dole Mi Atame Vaza. It's like the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos that talks about Hamechalas Akachim, Bevazes Hamoados, in the same breath as it talks about Hamalbin Pnei Chavero Birabim, because there's a Tzelem Elokim there too. Kol Shekain Sheyizor Milimul Ma'al Ba'Hashem. Fascinating idea that Pnei Moshe says that the reason that Ben Azai related back to Rebbe Akiva, Zeh Klal Gadol Mizeh, was to affirm Rebbe Akiva's orientation towards Ben Adam Lechavero, but to note that B'dmus Elokim Aso so has a capacity to direct us in equal proportion to Ben Adam Lamakom. And remarkably, in this connection, if you actually go back to the way that Rabbi Akiva arrived, and he arrived at it very honestly, Rabbi Akiva's Rebbeim were obviously Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua were two of the illustrious Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was a Talmud of Hillel, albeit the Katan Shebechulan, right? So the Gemara Masech the Shabbos records the Shita of Hillel in this regard. And Rashi already, you know, as an antecedent to the Pnei Moshe, may have inoculated Rabbi Akiva against the critique. Go ahead. Shemi, this is the 12th Surah. Shuv Ma'isa ben Achriachad, Shabbat Lifnei Shammai.
Amar lo, Yirani al Menashe Talmud Beni, Kol HaTorah Kula, Kishani Omeid al Rega Achas. Dechko V'Ames HaBinyan Shebiyado.
The Amas HaBinyan Shebiyado, the measuring stick, so Shammai either chased him out or, you know, administered, let's call it, you know, makas mardus of a sort. Techafo ba'amas habinyan shebiyado. Even in the age of eBay, I don't think they've sold this amas habinyan yet. I think it would fetch, you know, a goodly sum. Techafo ba'amas habinyan shebiyado. Balif ne hillel. Rashi, the Allah Sani Lechavrich Lo Sovid. Sanui. Right, so he assumes that Hillel wasn't also only talking about the human friend, but as a matter of fact, talking about the divine friend as well. A very fascinating way to refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, especially in light of our opening comment, right? Linking, you know, tefillah, dalif ne'miata omed, and ptira mechavero. It's a very interesting Rashi, that Rashi defines chavero. He couldn't believe that Hillel would just completely disregard the realm of Ben Adam Lamakom, so it really has to encompass both. In this case, my view is that the Dvar Acher is meant to be not so much an alternative, but complementary. But be that as it may, if that were true, and I do believe that that was the Masora, indisputably, of Rabbi Akiva, right, so that Rabbi Akiva may have intended the whole time to include Ben Adam Lamakom as well. Be that as it may, what I would suggest is a little bit of a different interpretation altogether of, you know, the position of Ben Azai, Yesh Klal Gadol Mizeh. This is already touched upon very subtly by the Pnei Moshe, but I would expand this point. I'm not sure it's really about Ben Adam Lamakom versus Ben Adam Lechavero, so much as providing the rationale for Rabbi Akiva's comments. When he says, Zeh Klal Gadol Mizeh, In other words, he's saying we can go deeper. The reason that v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha is in fact the klal gadol b'Torah is because we don't see interactions with fellow humans as, you know, something mundane, but we see it as replete with spiritual significance because of the dmus Elokim shebo. B'tzelem Elokim asa'as ha'adam. And certainly, whatever one thinks of the linkage of Rabbi Akiva back to Hillel, one can't deny that this animated Rabbi Akiva himself. Rabbi Akiva, after all, is the author of the classical statement in all of Torah Shebaal Peh regarding the significance of all human beings. Chaviv Adam Shenivra B'Tzelem Elokim Chiba Yaseira Dodaslo Shenivra B'Tzelem Shenemar Ki B'Tzelem Elokim Asa Es HaAdam. And so I think it stands to reason that Rabbi Akiva felt that V'Havta L'Reacha Kamocha, even without Ben Azai's critique, was rooted in Tzelem Elokim, though of perhaps narrower scope, insofar as V'Havta L'Reacha Kamocha is clearly a fraternal obligation. Re'acha lo yigos es re'ehu ve'es achiv ki kara shmita la'Hashem, whatever the Rambam's Yiraya Li is with respect to Ger Toshav, and again, my position is very strongly held that the Rambam thinks that this is a matter of debate, but that this is his position. Now, leaving aside Ger Toshav, V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha, of course, transcends just Chaviv Adam Shenivra B'Tzelem Elokim. It ups the ante even from there. What I'd like to try to do is explore a little bit of the meaning of Klal Gadol B'Torah, and to try to suggest, you know, maybe three different interpretations of what Rabbi Akiva may have had in mind for that, based on, you know, the evidence that we have in Sha'as, and in particular, as we'll zero in, a machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban, Alatar. Okay, so this is the Gemara in Masechta Kiddushin. Eitan, to do the honors. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Marav. Yeah. So Din Torah is, of course, Aish Mekadesh Bo Vishlucho, as the Mishnah states. And if that's true, right, especially because the Isha can send her Shaliach as well to receive the Kiddushin, so as long as it's Mida'ato and Mida'ata, right, you could have a situation where never the twain shall meet, and that Midin Torah is perfectly acceptable, but there's a rabbinic restriction against doing this based on a Torah principle. Also, Adam Shekadesh Es Ha'isha Ad Shirena Shema Yiraba Davar Meguna V'Sisgana Olav. That maybe it really won't be the best zivog. V'Rachman Amar V'Havta L'Reacha Kamocha. You wouldn't want to be treated this way, right? If you don't really know the person, could be that very early on they'll discover different kinds of incompatibilities, and as such, it will lead to an unpleasant situation. No matter how things proceed from there, candidly, right? And you wouldn't want to be treated that way, and we shouldn't treat others that way. V'rachmana v'rahavta l'reacha kamocha. Fascinatingly, it's completely opposite end of the sort of life spectrum. The Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Mem Hey. Eitan, go ahead. So does the base of Skila really need to be so big? So technically speaking, right, there could be a base of Skila which was much smaller. Asara Tvachim is Kidei Lahamis, but we don't want to create any unnecessary suffering. And so we make it a little bit larger. And this is also based on the principle V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha bror lo misa yafa. Certainly the plurality, if not the majority of Gemaras in the Bavli that quote the pasuk of V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha, actually have to do with misas bezdin, which is itself a remarkable statement. It's certainly a plurality. It may even be a majority. So one possible interpretation of Klal Gadol B'Torah is the scope of the halacha, from marriage to capital punishment, everything in between. I think that's one level. None of these are mutually exclusive, by the way. Okay? Yaakov, take a look at the next source. Gemara said, Hedrin daf pedala, dibayilu. Shiyakiz dam la'aviv, to perform a medical procedure on one's father. Ve'ahavta l're'ocha kamocha. So this is now functioning as a matir. Now, what iser would have been implicated here? Israel? Makav vi'ima mosumas, a pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, to make a chabura in a parent is an iser misas bezdin. So to perform a medical procedure, the Gemara says it's permissible. So this isn't just ase do chalos ase, right? It's efshra yidei acher. You can't say that it's ase do chalos ase. It's not like, you know, maybe if they're traveling somewhere and, you know, you're the only doctor available, you can make that argument. But presumably it's not really a case of ase do chalos ase, but it's a manifestation of yet another interpretation of V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. What do I mean by that? That after l'reacha kamocha is a klal gadol b'Torah, in the sense that not only does it have a very broad scope, from misas bezdin on the one hand to kiddushin on the other, but v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha is a unique and singular mitzvah in so far as it, Levi?
Teaches you how to read other mitzvahs?
Not one word extra, not one word too little. See Rashi, perfect.
Me?
Yeah. It governs all interactions between Adam and Chaver. Rav Elchanan has a piece on this. It's really a Rashi. It's the Klal Gadol b'Torah because it's the controlling, superseding principle. If this is what the father would want, so then it's not part of the geder of the Isser. It's a remarkable idea. Okay. Let's take a look now at the Gemara in Bava Metzia. We'll hold off on the third interpretation of Klal Gadol b'Torah until we establish the requisite infrastructure. Ilan Goldstein, go ahead. Shnayim shayu mahalchin b'derech. Jug of water. Misaso shel chaveiro. This is a very fascinating Gemara. A Gemara that hopefully I think we can appreciate in the fullest sense of the term, given the fact that we studied B'chol Misrapin and we studied, you know, all of the relevant Gemaras in Shas that dealt with questions of Yiharik Val Yavor. And you can actually conceptualize the Shita that Rabbi Akiva came to repudiate as a kind of an expansion of Miyemar the Dama Didach Sumak Tvei, Doma Dama Da'u Gavra Sumak Tvei. Al yirachad b'misaso shel chaveiro. Miyemar, that this, you know, chibas nafsho shel Yisrael takes precedence. So obviously we can be mechalik, and Rabbi Akiva undoubtedly is, but it's still a fascinating discussion to have. And here Rabbi Akiva, you know, the very author of Klal Gadol b'Torah, seems to build in a limit, an outer boundary, of chayach hakodmin l'chayi chavercha. The question is what exactly to make of that. What to make of that outer boundary? Should that characterize and to a certain extent color our understanding of the entire mitzvah? Or should that be seen as an outer boundary case? That v'havta l'recha kamocha is always true. But if it's going to mean, you know, your own death, so we have gzeras hakasav, v'chei achicha imach, chayecha kodmin l'chayi chavercha. We've been discussing that pasuk extensively. So it's a very fair question. You know, to what extent is this admittedly, everybody's going to agree that it's an extraordinary case. The question, of course, then is, to what extent does it filter back to our general understanding of Ahavta L'Reacha Kamocha? And this question, Gufa, appears to be the motivation for whose Shita, who cites this Gemara as proof that it characterizes the entire mitzvah, not just the outer boundary case. Ben Sion, I think you had it.
I mean, we called the Ramban.
The Ramban, that's correct. That's how the Ramban, one of the two major catalysts for the Ramban to adopt the position that this was a haflaga, that he had what we used to call back in the day an own teammate principle. Those of you who are familiar, it's like Kamotzi Mechaver La Varaya. It can be used very broadly. But an own teammate, it was in at recess, you know, if the question was it incomplete or complete? And, you know, your own teammate was Model HaMS. Do you guys know about this?
Yeah.
Or is that Maratim? Okay. Okay. Okay, so it's referred to back in the day. Okay, so the correct gear says own teammate. It was always a very dubious nemanos as far as I was concerned, because there are people who were social climbers, you know, who sought to ingratiate themselves with members of the opposite team. It's a very dubious principle. Okay, but sometimes it could be used effectively. We don't question the integrity of Rabbi Kiva. So when Rabbi Kiva himself said, it's a klal gadol b'Torah, but there's this outer boundary, so that led the Ramban, you know, to very important places. Before we get there, let's go to Yehuda Mazin. Mazin, Umazin. Well, I'm not sure, you know, because v'hafta l'reacha kamocha, right? What would you say about capital punishment? I mean, it's not like the relationship persists after he's dead. So I would say, alachas kamba v'chama, that what could be a deeper bonding experience than dying of dehydration together? I meant that seriously. It's a self-sacrificial moment. I think it's at least as replete with meaning and consequence, you know, as, you know, pushing somebody off a base haskila. At least as much. I would say much more. Just to translate that into, you know, our terms, that there's a Xeris HaKasav, that, yeah. Okay. Ilan. And that's why you need the Xeris HaKasav. Exactly. Okay. Okay. All right, so the Ibn Ezra, you know, goes on the record here. Yeah, Boaz, go ahead. So this is Ibn Ezra. Havta l'reacha kamocha. Al-dati. Sounds like the Ibn Ezra weighed the possibility that maybe this was kind of, you know, a little bit hyperbolic, but then he says, no, kimashmo. You can see the Ibn Ezra did, in a very short amount of space, a lot of work here. He contemplated the possibility that it was exaggeration and rejected that. One, and two, he provides the rationale, in other words, my interpretation of Ben Azai. It's the Demos Elokim Shebo, which creates this kind of, you know, it's not just empathy, but a sense of very deep identification. And now the Ramban. Okay, so Ben Sion, you mentioned it before, it's all yours. V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha.
V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha.
Okay, so number one, this is before you get to any sourcing. The Ramban seems to argue first misvara, if we could use that term. How would you interpret this line in the Ramban? Yeah, maybe psychologically impossible, right? Lo yikabel lev adam shiyahu v'schaveru k'avaso esnafsho. It would defy the human condition. It's beyond. It's beyond simply just, you know, training oneself and working on oneself. It isn't a matter of bechira, right? You wouldn't say the fact that humans can't fly, you know, presents a philosophical challenge to bechira. It's not a matter of will. It's a matter of an anatomical limitation. We don't have wings. We cannot fly. So there are certain psychological realities that could create limitations. Halachic limitations. The Ramban here is interested in the halacha. He says, well, what exactly is required of me? So he says, lo yikabel lev ha'adam, and then that motivates him to take the broader reading of the Gemara Bava Metzia, not the more narrow reading, that's just the outer boundary Gzeres HaKasav case, but this establishes that it was never meant to be. V'od shekvar bar Rabbi Akiva, right? The Rabbi Akiva who said it's the Klal Gadol BaTorah. Right, most people don't say about themselves, you know, I would like to be, you know, intelligent, productive, popular, but, you know, it's okay if I'm, I don't know, disease-ridden, also that every night... And I don't mind if I'm burglarized every now and again. Most people would like good things for themselves, you know, across the entire spectrum of the human experience, right? And, you know, that the challenge is, the Ramban says, that we should want good things for people across the board. We shouldn't just want our friends to get good grades, but, you know, not to be too successful or not to be too popular, etc. So the Ramban goes on to say, "Shia pirusha lahashvo sava shneim bedaito ki pa'amim." In area A, but not in area B. Right. There are going to be some limits in terms of, you know, the qualitative aspects of this, and probably the affective dimensions as well, you know, the emotional limitations here that we're speaking of. But be that as it may, you know, this is the goal, to try to want good things for one's friend across the board, even if lo yikabel lev adam shiavus chaver kavaso es nafsho, even though we'll never really reach that same degree, but at least the scope should be, you know, parallel. V'etzav ha'kosov. Right, and again, the Gemara Bava Metzia says that was one of the three great manifestations of anivus in the history of the world, that Yonasan was able to make that kind of a concession. But the Ramban says, you know, aspirational. This is, you know, something that we can aspire towards. But Chayecha Kodem L'Chayecha Vercha establishes even another halachic outer boundary. The Rambam, as I've alluded to a number of times in recent days, clearly disagreed and was with Ibn Ezra all the way on this topic, but I think with a very specific mechanism in mind, and one that provides quite possibly a third and final understanding of what it might mean when we say it's a klal gadol batorah. Again, so far we've talked about the capaciousness of the din, ranging from kiddushin to misas bezdin and everything in between. Then we got to Levi's point, which is it teaches us how to interpret. It's an interpretive din, how to interpret even isurin shebat Torah, isurin chamurin, misos bezdin. Now we'll go for a third interpretation, utilizing this machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban, as far as the question of haflaga is concerned. I think Noam was first, and then Ben Sion. By the way, I just want to say, you know, like, Ezu Chacham Halomein Mikol Adam. I wouldn't say I've enjoyed these things, but like, there is a value in sort of being exposed to the range of the human experience. Like, you do have to think when you're listening that there are people who enjoy this, there are people who are making it. Clearly, this is meaningful to them, and that should sensitize us, you know, as well. Again, I wouldn't choose it, but there's something to be said, for being subjected to the experience. Okay, Noam, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so I'm saying that it seems to me that the Rabban is saying that the Hakhtar Rechakamoka is almost a psychological thing, reflecting on how you're supposed to, like, what you're supposed to want for your friend. But I was just wondering how that fits in the Pasuk, because it seems to me in the Pasuk,
right. So what? So that we'll see is itself debatable. But let me just go straight to the point. What would you say about Nitira? I'll concede Nekama to you. But what would you say about Nitira? Okay, but that's all I need, right? I mean, I got you to pretty radically modify your position.
You're still active. But I thought the Ramban only means psychological.
Well, the Ramban says that it's rooted in psychology, to be sure. But I'm saying Natira, I mean, unless you're going to make, I think Levi wants to make a counterclaim in a second, but wouldn't you say that Natira is psychological?
Yeah, and I was disagreeing about it having a psychological aspect.
I don't find the argument based on the pasuk as compelling because the pasuk contains both elements. So why couldn't it have one or the other? If the pasuk lacked, if the first clause in the pasuk was purely active, I would be more sympathetic. I think that's a claim Levi wants to make. Go ahead.
Yeah.
I actually take a different point of view about that. I understand why you'd make that diyuk in Rashi. You know, the sources in Chazal themselves talk about Nitira Balev. Rashi seems to be giving an expression of that you might say that, I'm not like you, you class A, chutzpan. I don't think you actually have to say anything. That there really is no pu'ula associated with it. And not even a pu'ula at the level of dibor. That's a whole sugiv natira, but that's my reading of it. That natira is purely balev. What's that?
Like,
Okay, so let's take a look at the Rambam. I think you'll see the Rambam maintains, and this is gufa the chiluk between the Sefer Mitzvos and the Yad, to what extent he emphasizes action versus the psychology. But what's clear is, in all cases, that there's not an iota of haflaga about it. And this will be a third interpretation of Klal Gadol B'Torah. Until when do we have? 46. Okay, good. So let's cover these Rambams and let's throw it back to Ben Zion. Just want to make sure that we're managing our time. Okay, so Noam, since you know. Right, there you go. Already, kigufo, right? Kamocha, right? That's a very, very telling line. Shenemar v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. And clearly that last clause is meant to strengthen the point. To be miskaved b'klon chavero, to sort of feel a sense of joy in his humiliation, this schadenfreude, is egregious. Ein lo chelek l'olam haba. And that, Noam, is deeply psychological. Right? Miskaved b'klon chavero. We're not talking about anything associated with action. And the Rambam seems to put that as the dagesh. Right. Failure of haftal reicha kamocha in the extreme is miskabed b'klon chavero. Instead of really wanting good things for them, but to revel in somebody's distress, in somebody's failure, in somebody's shame, humiliation, ein lo chelek l'olam haba, that is amida meguna biyoser. So, yeah, it requires affirmative things of us. L'saper b'shvacho, dibor, l'chus al mamono, extreme care in financial, fiduciary responsibilities. Kashir huchas al mamono, atzmo. V'rotza b'chvod atzmo. Again, so ranging across actions, dibor, psychology. Okay, sefer ha-mitzvos. Again, no haflaga. So here again, I would say the emphasis in the Rambam is in the psychological realm, a lot of chemla and a lot of ahava, those lashonos, but with an expression in terms of the realm of maisa for mamon, uvegufo. But then the conclusion also takes it back to a more psychological stance. Anything that I would want for myself, whether or not I actually get it, I would want for that person. And again, whether or not it's a material object. Maybe I would want, a sense of peace of mind. Maybe I would want for myself a sense of self-esteem. Right? I would want them to have that peace of mind or self-esteem. These don't have to be tangible things. Purpose. Those are some of the most valuable things in the world. The person says, I'm at peace with myself. Right? I have a sense of self-esteem. I have a sense of purpose. And I'd want that for everybody. Right? So that's the kiyum, d'oraisa, v'ahavta l'reicha kamocha. Now, I'll just flag an issue for you here, because we'll come back to it. V'chomasha esna la'atzmi olamisha yidbak bi. All of a sudden, the Rambam has expanded it half a step beyond oneself. Esna lo kamohu. Okay, now the most behavioral of them all, to be sure, the what I like to call the trigger Rambam. Mitzvah ase shel divrayim. So achicha b'torah v'mitzvos, that will be our point of departure for the next 15 minutes or so after we finish being misakeim this point. So this is the most behaviorally oriented of the Rambams, in Deos, the Sefer Mitzvos, and now in Hilchos Avel. Kol hadvarim shatarotza shiasu osam l'cha acherim, anything that you'd want somebody to do for you, right? Asei ata osan le'achicha b'torah uv'mitzvos. It strikes me that in his constant referencing of the term gufo, atzmo, and especially when the Rambam gave the tell, v'chol ma she'esna la'atzmi l'misha yidbak bi, the Rambam went and tried to put a stake in the very heart of the Ramban's argument that it's a psychological impossibility. What was the Rambam's position? And how does this provide yet a third perspective of Klal Gadol Batorah? Not just the hekef, the scope, Misas Bezdin to Kiddushin, not just the interpretive element, but how did the Rambam really assault the very premise of the Ramban's position? Pension?
I think it's like a halachic imperative. That's how I'm reading at least the last line of Hilchos Avel. It says, like, call it the Baram Shatra Rosa, so it's like, okay, after some Hafifa, the Torah, oh, actually,
Okay, anybody have an idea as to what the mechanism of the Rambam is? How this really challenges the premise of the Ramban's Shelo Yekabel Alev Ha'adam? How this has to do with Olamisha Yidbakbi? Think about Baba Machteres for a second. Happens to be Mefurashi Yerushalmi in the Darim, which is the next line, which is really the basis of the Rambam's position. Okay, Ilan, you have it? Okay, go ahead. You can introduce it at this stage. Right, so the Yerushalmi basically wants to know, how is it possible, right, lo sikom v'lo sitor as b'nei amecha v'ahavta l'reicha kamocha? Right, it's one thing, you know, to say I'm not going to act in nekama, but not to feel a sense of netira is sort of, you know, beyond the range of human psychology. Imagine the following situation. So, I know whoever the neighbor is approaches Mrs. Tepler, you know, and you know, it's Erev Shabbos, and she ran out of eggs, and you know, Mrs. Tepler, a very, very good neighbor, you know, says, of course, sends, you know, Avi running over with a carton, grade A, okay. You know, a year passes by, and it turns out that, you know, now the Teplers are running low on eggs, whatever it is, and Avi heads over there. He has his same tenna that he came with the first time, you know, Visamta Vatena, and asks Mrs. Neighbor for some eggs. And she looks at him like she's never seen him before and says, you know, get lost. What are you bothering me? Erev Shabbos, I'm cooking. Right? And so Avi trudges home, goes to the supermarket, doesn't want to make a fuss about it. He's trying to protect the covet of the neighbor, you know, shows up with eggs. Then, you know, the next week, neighbor comes over with no eggs, just like last year, and comes over to, you know, Avi and says, you know, I ran out of eggs. Can I please have some? So it's one thing for Avi. We know Avi wouldn't act out, you know, in terms of nekama, but you would think to yourself, and anybody who wouldn't think this, say, what a chutzpah. What's wrong with this person? So how could you not have that reaction, even if you didn't articulate it? So the Yerushalmi says, Mashalama davar dome. This is the Rambam's point. So if somebody's cutting up an Israeli salad, the last Shabbos before the pandemic, we were invited out to somebody in the shul. They have to be from Israel. And the thing about Israelis is not just that they like Israeli salad, but they let their three-year-olds prepare them. So for like the next 13 months, because it was like the last social interaction we had, my wife kept on talking about, it's amazing, that three-year-old was cutting up the salad. I just didn't notice it, but her name is Abigail. She was dicing the salad next to her mother. Apparently, they can do that there. So in a situation where that happens, not with a child, the right hand is cutting up and slices the left hand. So the left hand doesn't say, well, you know, fair is fair, and then take, you know, the knife. And so you wouldn't do that because we understand that there's nothing to be gained. You're part of the same organism. It's what the Yerushalmi Nedarim is pointing out is you have to redefine your definition of self. That was the Rambam's Heara. That's the only way that not having Netira is possible. And that's the only way that the Hafta L'Reacha Kamocha is not of Haflaga. That's why the Rambam constantly says, Gufo, Atzmo. You just have to expand what you mean by Gufo and by Atzmo. And now you understand the Diuk in the Rambam, the two Diukim. Number one, O Lemisha Yidbakmi. Because we actually can relate to this. It sounds fanciful to expand our definition of self to include an entire faith tradition of people. But where do we know this to be true? Where is it instinctive to us to expand our definition of self?
Family.
Yeah, there's no parent in the world, right, who wouldn't lie down on the train tracks to save a child. That's instinctive to us. So that's what the Rambam meant when he said, "V'chol masha estelatzmi oth shet l'misha yidbak bi," where it's natural for me to have an expanded sense of self. Estelo kamohu. Now, that still doesn't explain how I can get there. I mean, that sounds like it's a real lifetime of work, and it is, maybe multiple lifetimes. But I think the Rambam provides the key at the end of Hilchos Avel. Kol advarim shata rotza shiyasu osam l'cha acherim, aseata osam l'achicha b'toro v'mitzvos. Only a sense of shared destiny could force us to completely redefine our sense of self. That shared destiny, of course, is Torah. Now, whether or not this person is living up to the optimal standards of Torah or not, right, this should inspire us to v'ahavta l'reicha kamocha. I make that point because of all of the valence that this issue has in terms of Miso's Bezdin. That person obviously wasn't living up to the full measure of achicha b'torah v'mitzvos, and yet it still applies. There's a sense of shared destiny through Torah. And if I'm inextricably linked to this person by virtue of our membership in the Mamachas Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh, Morasha Kilas Yaakov, Torah is so elemental to our existence that if we're both Mechuyav V'davar, it creates this expanded sense of self, right hand, left hand. It's really a remarkable thing. It's not a surprise, and it's certainly appropriate for this time of year. That when was the one time, historically, according to Chazal, that we actually achieved this? Vayichan Sham Yisrael, Neged Ahar, Ki Ish Echad, B'Lev Echad. There was an actual single corpus, in the halachic sense of the term, that was achieved. Al Yidei Kabbalah Satorah. Le'achicha B'Torah Mitzvos. Torah Mitzvos is a mechanism. And I think that would be, then, the third understanding of Klal Gadol B'Torah. V'ahavta l'reicha kamocha is singular as a mitzvah insofar as it forms or it compels us to redefine our understanding of ourselves in light of our obligations in Torah and in mitzvos. So im kvar, the Torah is the mechanism through which v'ahavta l'reicha kamocha is not a haflaga, then it would stand to reason that the following assertion is true. Dehainu, when my bond of Torah with the other is not merely a bond in the normative sense, because we're both mechuyavin bedavar, but the bond of Torah is experiential in nature, because I've actually shared Torah with this person, so the ahava would be geometrically greater. It's not just he's achicha b'torah mitzvos, even though he's mechuyev skila, but if the mechanism through which true ahava is achieved expanding one's sense of self is Torah, then moving from the realm at which one is abstractly obligated in Torah, achicha b'Torah mitzvos, to when one has actually shared Torah, would lead to a far more pronounced sense of av. Now, for the Rambam, the standards are high across the board. But I don't think the Rambam, I'm actually quite certain that the Rambam, wouldn't deny that the ahava, psychologically, can be even more intense when Torah has been shared. This is, to me, the true meaning of the Gemara in Kiddushin. Am Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, filo ha'avu b'no, harav v'talmido, she'oskin b'Torah. In other words, their bond in Torah is not just they're both obligated to the same mitzvos, but they've actually gone into that pardes together. Those vineyards, they've walked as a prayer. Ha'av ubino, ha'rav v'talmido, she'oskin b'Torah b'shar echad. Nasim oivim zetzeh. Momentarily, it looks as if they're antagonists. Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish, Abayin, Rava, Ravin, Shmuel, Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Meir. Ve'enam zazim misham, ad she'nasim ohavim zetzeh. She'nemar es vahe b'sufa, al tikri b'sufa, ela Bisofa. And I think that this explains a Rambam that we've discussed in the past, but now, you know, Mizavita Cheret, Hafoch Ba Vafoch Ba. Keshem Sha Talmidim Chayavim Bechor Arav, Kach Arav Tzarech Lechabed Es Talmidav Ule Karvan. The Keshem and Kach is so significant. It's based, the reciprocal nature of it is based on the fact that the source of kavod is the Torah that they share. It just runs in both directions. It's a two-way street. Kach amru chacham mikvod talmidcha chaviv alecha kishelcha kamocha. Vitzarech adam lizar b'talmidav ula ahavam. Shehem abanim hamahanim olam hazeh ula olam haba. Hatalmidim mosifin chachmas harav. Marchivin libo. Amru chachamim harbei chachma lamati mirabosai, v'yoser mechaverai, u'mitamidai yoser mikulam. K'shem sheitz katan ma'abdek es ha'kadol, k'mar entaynes, kach tamid katan b'chadir ha'rav, ad sheyotzi menu b'sheilosav, chachma mifo'ara. What does Rabbi mean when he says, v'tzarech adam li'zar b'talmidav u'la ahavam? It's already b'chuyav, and they're Jewish, presumably, right? This is a situation of nachri she'asak b'Torah. So wasn't the Rambam maxed out on Avas Yisrael? It's not haflaga for him. So chimidumali, that the Rambam felt that it was a din prati in an even greater and more qualitative level of ahava, because it's not just achicha b'torah v'mitzvos in the abstract, but it's what you've actually shared. V'tzarech adam lizar b'talmidav u'lahavam shem habonim Talmudim Kriyim Banim. Hamahanim Lolam Azel Lolam Abba. And then the Rambam explains in very direct terms and highly explanatory ones, as we've suggested in the past, Ha Talmudim Mosifin Chachmas Harav Umarchivin Libo. Right? Bidas Uvilev. Based on the Torah that's shared. So if the entire mechanism through which redefinition of self is achieved, right, latitudinally, right, to include all of Klal Yisrael as part of one guf, because we're all part of that same destiny. Torah Tivolanu Moshe, Marasha, Kilas Yaakov, Alachas, Kama V'chama. We can't state it enough when it's actual Talmidim with whom you've actually learned and shared that experience of being in the Sha'ar Echad, being in that arena. And the Ahava is commensurately increased. And it even becomes at the level of a spiritual av and a spiritual ben, which is the most powerful ava of all, ayin babi machteres. And so as such, I think we can well understand, you know, what the Gemara in Brachos had in mind. When the Gemara in Brachos said that a person who's niftar mechavero should make sure to share Torah, shemitoch kach zachreyu, it was predicated in understanding that human bonding is always is always created via the mechanism of Torah. And not just Torah in the abstract, but Torah in the actual. One last opportunity to share a word of Torah together. It was so characteristic of the Rambam, to be honest. The Rambam in the Mishnah in Avos, Asei lecha rav uknei lecha chaver, the Rambam draws from Aristotle in his Perish HaMishnayos and Avos, and he talks about different kinds of human relationships. Ho'ahavim, shloshaminim, ohev toeles, ohev menucha, ohev mala. You have an ohev, which is almost a misnomer in that context, a toeles. This is a transactional relationship. An ohev menucha, and then an ohev mala. And the Rambam has subdivisions between the two of them. Then he talks about a confidant, an ohev bitachon. That's also a very important category in life. And finally, he talks about the ohev mala, which is obviously, as you would have guessed, the most exalted form of human association. Chavros is really a misnomer. It's not a peer-based relationship. It's human association. V'ohev mala, hu shiya taivas shnehem v'kavanasam l'dvar echad, v'hu hatov. V'yirtze kol echad l'he'ozer b'chavero b'agia hatova hu l'shnehem yachad. V'zeha ohev asher tziva l'knoso, v'hu ke'ahavas harav l'talmid, v'ha'talmid l'rav. In both directions. It's an ohev where the orientation is sometimes panim keneged panim, facing each other, and sometimes facing the same direction, climbing up that mountain together, mi'ala b'har Hashem u'miyakum mimkom kacho. And wanting so much for the other person, that sense of the tov, of the ultimate good, in pursuit of Torah, and not just, again, Torah in the sense of empirical knowledge, and it's always true that Ha'ava is Lefi Hayidiyah, but the feeling, the unmatched feeling of meaning and purpose, and what we described in the context of the Divrei Zikaron for Rav Lichtenstein last week is Ki Lekach Notzarta. A chair exists for people to sit on it. A table exists for people to eat on it or write on it. Ki lekach notzarta, as members of Morasha Kilas Yaakov, the sense that we're fulfilling our human destiny when we're involved in this enterprise. And the bonds that are formed in that exercise, even if at times it can be, you know, heated, the Rambam and the Ravid, you know, can get a little bit heated. Nasu oivim zatzeh, that only increases the sense of ahava levasof nasim ohavim zatzeh esvohev besufa. And so actually having the experience is far greater than just the even very high standards of yahavta l'reacha kamocha l'shitas harambam, not as a haflaga, but actually as a tzivoy, when it's just achicha b'Torah uv'mitzvos. The Rambam notes in both places, in the Yad, as well as in the Perish HaMishnayos, that it runs in both directions. And I don't think that's any surprise. Rav l'talmid v'talmid l'rav. Because it really is a shared experience. And we all are afforded the opportunity to experience that relationship from both directions. Rav Rosenzweig always likes to say, we're always Talmidim. How do you describe somebody as a Talmud Chacham? Even when one's Rebbe is no longer physically present, or even if he's physically present, but you just don't have the opportunity to be around them, you know, on a constant basis, one's always a Talmud. That's very important. And then we have the opportunity to transmit, whether it's to biological children. Right, that's one of my main messages to you guys. You know that. There's a reason I share those stories. It's meant to make that impression. And whether it's to spiritual children, Vishinat Levanecha Elu Talmidecha, we can experience it from both sides of the equation. And I think that they actually enhance each other. So I could have said that in any year. But I really, and this is not in any way a reflection on any kind of deficiency in any previous group of Talmidim that I had. But it was just the nature of events that the context through which we had the shared experience, the ultimate human experience of Kilakach Notzarta, being one of an Eis Tzara, deepens this experience dramatically. The sense of Lule Torascha Shashuai, Toras Hashem Temima Meshivas Nafesh, I wouldn't say that over the course of the last year plus that my life has been one of controlled chaos. I would say it's just chaos. You know, we never know when we're going to get one of these dreaded text messages, you know, come pick up your child right now. It's been, as it has been for all of us in different ways based on life stages, totally unsettling, chaotic, at times, you know, very, very, very frightening. And the, from an experiential standpoint, the times that I felt calm and actually able to focus is learning with you. It's an oasis. And all of you have contributed immeasurably to that. So that sense of very profound gratitude, and as the Rambam writes about, you know, ahava, that's rooted in a shared experience, which is always the most meaningful human experience. But it was so much more meaningful because of the chaos of, you know, everything going on around us. So if I would be zocha, you know, to what Rabbi Akiva said in the Gemara Yivamo Samach Beis, Hayol tamidim biyalduso, yilo tamidim bizeknuso, Bavoker zra zarech alerav al tanach chadecha, in chayodei za yichshar hoze ozev, yim shneim keachat tovim. If I should be zocha to that, hopefully I will be, I could never imagine a deeper bond. And so, you know, this particular group will always be of enormous consequence, not only for me, but for my family, how much it's meant to us to have this structure, this anchoring. And hopefully, for you guys, it's really just the beginning of your careers in Limud HaTorah. And it should always be Malin Bakodesh. You know, you'll go on to far greater things, you know, in terms of exposure to other Talmidei Chachamim and different Drachim. But I can tell you from my point of view, I can't imagine anything that could be more meaningful and more consequential than this sitting has been for me in this year in particular. And so the Ahava is very natural in that context. It really comes from a sense of deep gratitude for the Ohev Lamala, the sense of shared desire for what's important in a world turned upside down. So, of course, we'll see each other, you know, around the building over the course of the next while and at various year-end events. You know, there's the dinner, forget about graduation, but the dinner and the graduation, you know, there's a lot of different things that happen. You know, there's a lot of ceremonialism that goes on with finishing. So we'll be seeing each other. But as the last formal shir, I wanted this to be the halacha, V'chein lo yipadar adam mechaveri lo mitoch sicha v'lo mitoch schok v'lo mitoch kalas rosh v'lo mitoch dvarim metelim ela mitoch dvar halacha. Good Shabbos.